This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We just saw through the ABC News feed on their YouTube channel what was a historic moment, as the commentators on ABC pointed out. 65 years in the making. The very first time in the history of North Korea that there has ever been a meeting or handshake or any kind of contact between, direct contact, between the so-called supreme leader of North Korea and the president of the United States. It just happened, so we were speculating in the last hour or two. We spent the first 2 hours talking about North Korea and the United States' historic summit happening today, and some of the things we did not know, that we weren't clear on, is that there's apparently 3,000 journalists present, but they are going to have a closed-door meeting. So that's what they're going into right now. And the other thing we were wrong about was the timing. The question was, are they going to start on time? And we had suggested, and Melanie, you'd said that they probably won't for security issues, but I guess they got the security handled because this was 9 o'clock sharp. Trump got out of a limousine at 9 o'clock sharp, basically, and then Kim sauntered over and, you know, minutes later, I mean, here we are at 9:07 Eastern Time. It's 9:07 p.m. when we're doing this Eastern Time. It's 9 a.m. right now in Singapore where this is happening. And so we just watched as the two men met and shook hands, and you couldn't see, you could not read, you know, we couldn't read their lips or anything like that, but, you know.
You can't read lips anyway.
No, it's terrible.
I can sit 4 feet from you and mouth words that you're in, and you're like, what? What? What?
So Trump, you know, they greeted each other, they shook hands, they, you know, Trump, you know, reached out, touched him on the arm, and they sort of walked down a hallway where they stopped for a moment and continued to talk, where both of them were smiling and mutually kind of touching each other on the arm.
Diplomatic touching.
Well.
It's diplomatic touching, people.
Yeah, that just sounds really weird.
Now, they do have footage coming in here from this summit. I'm just going to check in with the audio.
This is the time ABC drops the F-bomb.
So they're both sitting in front of multiple flags. They've got an arrangement of flags.
Got to have some flags.
And a desk. So you've got the U.S. flag interspersed with the North Korean flag, multiple flags behind them.
They've been tremendously successful. And it's my honor, and we will have a terrific relationship, I have no doubt.
So, you know, positive comments here initially to start things out, and we'll see how this all ends up. Let's go to your phone calls here. Your thoughts are welcome on whatever's on your mind coming up, and big smiles right now on the live feed here from Kim Jong-un. So we'll see what this turns into. But it's Ian, Melanie, and Mark here in the studio tonight as this historic moment is happening. I don't get excited by what governments do generally. I think they're thugs. I think they're criminals. But having you know, a de-escalation of tensions between two so-called nations that have been at war for decades, I think it's something worth talking about.
Yeah, it made me, I got a little emotional about it too. I'm excited to see what happens, mostly for the North Korean people, you know, so that they can have a better life for themselves.
Absolutely. So let's go to Jack. He's calling from Ware, New Hampshire, and we're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jack.
Hey there, Ian. How you doing? Mark?
Hey, great.
Melanie?
Hey.
What's on your mind, Jack?
You know,
What's on your mind? We're going to see you here shortly at Fork Fest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to both of it, both of the events. You know, I try to go to every freedom event I can go to, you know, and we're always trying to, you know, promote the freedom perspective. And, you know, I have a slightly different perspective, which is why I actually back in 2007 started this. Well, 2006, we were discussing the alternatives and the alternatives exposition, and 2007 kind of came to a head, and we actually started it upstairs from Liberty Forum. And
now, this is the Alternatives Expo. For listeners who are unfamiliar, with this. It's something we've covered for years here on Free Talk Live. We've had you on as a guest from many of these events that the Free State Project has put on.
Multiple times, yeah.
That's
and
right.
If I recall correctly, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Jack, this started back with the Liberty Forum in its very first edition back in, 2007, I think it was.
February 2007. We actually started organizing that, of course, in 2006, in the fall sometime.
And part of the reason was that you guys just didn't feel like the Free State Project's event really covered all the bases. It didn't cover all the topics you wanted to hear discussed. So you just started your own event happening in the same hotel.
Exactly. And like a lot of people are kind of new to this movement, but that's actually been the tradition going back way, way back. You know, people would rent a suite. They'd have their own little, caucus or plats or whatever. And the various different conferences, they always had variety. So, we're trying to keep that variety and that freedom to talk.
Yeah, and I don't think it was – I mean, there might have been some people who got their panties in a wad over it, but ultimately I think it was welcomed, the idea of, hey, if you don't think the thing that exists is good enough, create another thing and compete, and let's do it, do it better. And you guys did it at the same time, so both events coexisted, and they sort of shared participants to some extent. And some people might have just come for the Alternatives Expo, while some people might have just come for the Liberty Forum, but a lot of people did some crossover between the two.
Yeah, I thought some of the speeches I've seen at the Alt Expo have been better than the speeches I've seen at Liberty Forum. Not usually as well attended, but it's happened.
Yeah, we have the smaller talks. We don't have a big budget. We don't have a big auditorium and all that. But, one of the things that I saw happening all the way back then was the main Liberty Forum organizers wanted to have all the talks about politics and how to run for office and how to circulate petitions and how to, and I said, well, wait, what about the alternatives? And the lead organizer back then said, you mean alternative energy? And I said, no, alternative everything. Mm. And that's kind of the genesis of our concept. And we got this 1 hour time frame to have a panel and have four different speakers. And then they didn't like the speakers I had, so they canceled it. So I said, all right, you guys, come on. And that was like 3 weeks before Liberty Forum started. And I went home, and a computer friend of mine got me a domain name, which we actually lost later because he was a slacker. But
yeah, I was going to ask you what happened to the Alt Expo website because it is currently in Chinese.
Yeah, somebody Chinese is squatting on my site. Not mine anymore.
Not yours anymore.
I'll tell you in person sometime.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's one of the difficulties of with the Alt Expo is that you guys, you've had to put this together all on your own. Sponsorship has been basically Jack working harder so that he can get some working overtime so he can have a little extra money to pay for the tents and the things that are needed and that sort of thing. But you get some sponsorship this year.
Well, right. So you've been doing Alt Expo at Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And
yeah, this has got to be number 17 or 18 or something.
It's a lot. And this,
Forkfest is going to be number 27, or we call it 3x9. And the Alt Expo at Porkfest is number 28. Because we've actually done them at Libertopia. We did two or three over in Vermont at the Freedom and Unity Festival. I think I did Alt Expo 2.1 and 2.2 and 2.3 one year. So I kind of lost count there. I kind of screwed up the count.
And this is going to be the first time that Alt Expo has been at Forkfest, I believe. Forkfest, the new decentralized libertarian camping festival here in New Hampshire. It's Forkfest's second year, so it was just so small last year that very few people were there. This going into its second year, you guys have announced you're going to have your tents up, in time for Friday evening? When are you going to be there?
The tent's going to be set up between 9 and 10 a.m. Friday. So come on over and help me set up everything inside. And I want to have a real shout-out to you guys, a lot of gratitude for Free Talk Live being a sponsor of our hospitality tent.
Awesome.
And I got a great suggestion. We used to always call it the Expo Lounge, and everybody's welcome to come there and hang out, and there'll be beverages and things like that. But I suggest this year, because you guys are sponsoring it, we call it the Free Talk Lounge.
Love it.
Like Free Talk Live, Free Talk Lounge.
I'm excited. We actually got Free Talk Live banners made up just for the occasion. We've never had banners before for Free Talk Live.
Oh, so finally, no kidding.
Yeah, so we're going to bring some banners. And I think Bitcoin.com is also a major sponsor of Alt Expo this year. So, Jack, we're looking forward to catching up with you on Friday. Come see us as soon as you get your tent set up, and we're going to do an extended interview with you then. We'll talk details about what's happening. All right?
That sounds great.
Thanks for the call tonight. That's Jack Shimmick, the creator of the Alt Expo. We'll be talking more about that from ForkFest, which is coming up later this week. We'll tell you more coming up.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DinoVite.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on DinoVite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
DinoVite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to DinoVite.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in. in here toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. One of our Discorders said, Discord chatter said that he tried calling in once and he had to sit on hold for so long he gave up. And obviously he wasn't calling on a weekday because almost every weekday, it's almost always wide open phone lines.
He also seemed to not be serious if you read what he wrote before that.
Oh, okay. I didn't read the whole conversation.
No, he was just being obnoxious.
I think that's what people imagine about talk radio.
I think
though.
They do, yeah.
And
it's wrong.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I got
to
say...
We're not supposed to say that, but it's... You know.
Talking to hosts at the talkers, you know... event that we were just at
the convention
last week
in Manhattan.
It's not exactly, you know, it's not exactly a unique problem.
Right.
Now, yeah, if you want to call into Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, where they take one or two calls an hour, maybe.
If that, per show, maybe.
Yeah, whatever
depends.
It is. Yeah. Then, yeah, you're going to sit on hold the whole show and
right.
then not get on.
Yep.
But that's not what happens on Free Talk Live mm-hmm. or a variety of other shows out there. And you can really amplify your voice. If you feel like there's a...
Jack Schimmick just called in from Alt Expo. We didn't. You actually asked. You guys were talking or whatever. And you
yeah,
were like,
hey, text.
Just call on in if you want.
No, no, no. He said he wanted to call in.
Yeah, but you were like, yeah, phones are wide open.
Wide open.
So anyway, that's how it always is here during weeknights on Free Talk Live. If you call on a Saturday night, there's a higher chance you're going to have to wait on hold because we do have a higher level of participation
yep.
due to having more radio stations airing the show in large markets.
But if you recognize a caller
yep.
on a Saturday night, that caller generally is going to go to the back of the line.
Correct.
And it's going to be people that you from whom you have not heard. So you still have a pretty good chance if you're not a regular.
If you hear a regular caller on the air on Free Talk Live, on Saturday night, it means we're probably almost out of calls.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
we're taking them last, basically. So the toll-free number again, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. As just moments ago, the historic moment with Donald Trump meeting Kim Jong-un for the very first time in the history of North Korea. That something like this has happened. According to the AP's immediately published report on the event, they have met at this 9 a.m. summit. They plan to meet one-on-one for most of an hour, joined only by translators. Then aides to each will be joining in for further discussions and a working lunch.
You think Trump has a favorite Korean translator?
I don't know. I have no idea. But anyway, that's the latest on that story. You can bring up anything you want. In fact, we're going to change gears and move into the world of so-called government education. And, Melanie, you've got a story about education and suicide. Government school, does it lead to suicide?
This guy from Fee says
that's
yes.
That's the Foundation for Economic Education.
Yes. So... And he's not exactly an anarchist. He starts out the article by talking about gun control, but then he goes on to say, suicide is the third leading cause of death for school-aged children over 10 years old.
And I wonder what number one and two are.
Swimming pools is probably in there. Over 10? Yeah, could be.
Huh.
And the second leading cause behind accidents and ahead of homicides... For those over 15, so they tell us 15 and not for 10.
Okay.
The evidence is now overwhelming that our coercive system of schooling plays a large role in these deaths and in the mental anguish so many young people experience below the threshold for suicide.
It says that shootings are now the third leading cause of death for kids in the U.S. I just saw that.
Okay.
4 years ago, I posted a link from a mental health facility in Connecticut showing the relationship between pediatric emergency mental health visits and the school year over a three-year period, 2011 to 2013. Those data revealed that the average monthly number of emergency mental health intakes for school-aged children declined from 185 in May, which apparently there is the last full month of school, to 102 in June, the month in which school lets out, and then down to 74 and 66, respectively.
Wow.
In July and August, the full months of freedom from school.
Huh.
In September, the rate started its climb back up again. Overall, the rate of such visits during the school months was slightly more than twice what it was in July and August. When I wrote that article, I did not know of any other studies assessing mental health breakdown as a function of school calendar.
It's interesting. Now, certainly correlation is not necessarily causation, but it sure is interesting.
Yeah, that just looks really bad.
Kids aren't killing themselves in summer.
During the summer.
You know, they're enjoying themselves. They're having a great time.
They're doing what they want to do rather than what they're being forced to do by the government.
They're not even necessarily doing what they want to do. Most 10-year-olds probably don't have that kind of control over their life. But they're not being put in a gaslighting, abusive, sometimes physically abusive date prison.
Right. And, you know, many times in school, when you're talking about abuse and that sort of thing, you're dealing with some bully who's not just a bully, but also skilled at not getting caught at being a bully, right? The bully is probably bullying several people. The individual is probably not dealing with multiple bullies. So when the individual fights back, and whatever manner they fight back, stands up and raises their voice, or you know, strikes them, or whatever it is that the individual does, they're the one who gets in trouble. And this happens over and over to the point that they don't feel they can fight back.
Right.
Yeah, and then you're also bullied by the adults, and I think that in itself is a form of abuse where, okay, so we're going to let this other kid abuse you, and then if you do something about it or even say something about it, because they have that no snitching rule in
schools,
punish
you.
Then you're in trouble for that.
And or just force them to do things against their will, like homework or, you know, test studying or whatever other crap that they want.
Right.
To
I mean,
do.
That's, you know, going on to the other point, which is that government schools are middle class welfare babysitting day prisons. And
people in prison commit suicide.
Yep, they do, probably at a higher rate than most.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of abusive people abusing their fellows in prison. They're not going after the prison guards very often. The teachers complain about the students and all that, but you know, the teachers are probably dealing with less than the students are dealing with.
And because it's day prison, they don't have a suicide watch cell, you know, for the nighttime or whatever. During, you know, if you're in prison and they get the feeling that you might be trying to kill yourself or interested in killing yourself, you're going to go in the suicide cell, and then you're going to be under, you know, heavy monitoring. Because
that isn't necessarily a better option for the prisoner all the time.
I didn't say it was a better option. I was just comparing the difference between prison and the day prison of school. The child in the school can go home and kill themselves. They don't have to actually kill themselves in the institution.
And the parents don't have any idea what was going on that day.
Well, yeah, and in prison, at least, there is a sense of, okay, this is a punishment. Yes, I'm doing X, Y, Z to you, and I'm doing it to you because I don't like you. This is a punishment. Whereas in school, there is this aura of, this is for your own good. You should enjoy this. The more kind of stop
gaslighting. We're helping you.
Type of abuse, which is worse, especially if it's the same on a physical level.
We're going to continue here. There's more analysis of this, I presume, on the way here from the Foundation for Economic Education, who's also going to report on unschooling. And I've got that story as well. We can, of course, take your calls about anything you want to discuss, whether it's international political symbolism or suicide from going to government school. Whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Trump recognizes Chairman Kim's desire for security
and is prepared to ensure that a North Korea free of weapons of mass destruction is also a secure North Korea.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking as President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meet face-to-face behind closed doors in Singapore, talking about denuclearization of the North and some help with their economic situation. Security is tied around the side of the summit with American and North Korean flags put up. The president expected back in Washington late Tuesday. Some tense moments Monday at the Justice Department after reports of an active shooter surface. For a time late afternoon, the streets outside the D.C. building lined with squad cars. Pennsylvania Avenue shut down, and moments later, the all-clear given, an investigation underway. Net neutrality officially ending on Monday. The Obama-era regulations preventing ISPs from slowing down content or charging more for delivery of other content. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us on the radio here if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about suicide, specifically in the context of students at government schools. And, Melanie, you're sharing an interesting story from the Foundation for Economic Education, which is looking at suicide statistics and noting that, looks like kids are less likely to commit suicide when they're not in school.
And other mental health issues as well, yes.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that here in moments. Your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. I mentioned Bitcoin.com earlier. They are one of the sponsors of the Alt Expo tent coming up here at the ForkFest, which is starting on Thursday this week. We're going to be hitting the road bright and early so we can do our first show from ForkFest on Thursday.
Yep.
So very excited about that. And Bitcoin.com, of course, a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. It's a great site to go to learn the basics, to get your head straight on exactly what Bitcoin is and where it came from, the history, if you will, of cryptocurrency. It all started with Bitcoin. So learn some more over at Bitcoin.com and then get the latest news headlines when you want them, because Bitcoin.com has them on their news site every single day. Fresh headlines from around the globe in the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency at news.bitcoin.com. That, again, is news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, we got David. He's in New Mexico on Skype. Hello, David.
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And I wasn't going to call because you guys were on a roll about the Trump and the Korean dude, but your little speech just now prompted me to change my mind, and I called you to finish up what I was saying yesterday. I didn't get to the serious part. Oh, and
well, what were you saying yesterday? Because some of our listeners weren't here.
The first of all, there was two parts. There was the fun stuff to take my mind off the serious stuff, and then there was the serious to finish up the fun stuff. The debate between soccer and football and who should own the name for football, when I said that I'd like to see if American football is going to get renamed, I'd like to see it named Footsie, even though soccer looks more like footsie, I would love to see big burly dudes out on the field playing footsie. That's why I'd like to see
Has
that.
Has there been talk about renaming American football?
Well, I mean, there's difficulty with the term football, right? So there's American football, there's Australian rules football, and the rest of the world calls soccer
football
yeah. right? Now, when they call it football.
Yeah.
Like, you speak English, son.
It's a better word. football describes soccer better than football describes American football.
Agreed.
And don't forget foosball. There's foosball to complicate things further.
Indeed. But there are lots of games called football, and it's a really sort of elementary name for any game.
Foot contacting a ball.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, who came up with this? This is pretty lame. Soccer, everybody knows what you mean when you say soccer.
Sure.
Whereas when you say football, everybody does not know what you mean.
Okay.
So eliminate the word or give new names.
Well, was this actually in the news? Is the NFL actually
remember what came up, but sometimes Free Talk Live gets off track.
We love talking about words. Yeah. Sure. Sure. All right, so go on.
I think the Neanderthal started that whole thing, so
that we'll
have to ask him.
Yeah.
On the serious side, what I wanted to get to, but I sidelined myself with the fun stuff because it's more fun. I'd mentioned this on your program before, it has to do with radio stations, media. It doesn't have to do with your program, your station, or your carrier here in Albuquerque. It has to do with your carrier's competition, and what they've been doing is I've been fighting a battle, ad nauseum, and everybody's sick of it, especially me, for the last 10 years. And the main station that handles talk radio in this market doesn't like to broach the subject of parents and children, you know, ratings killer, or because they're sick of hearing my voice, just like I'm sick of hearing my voice. But what they did is from the beginning, number one, they don't like that topic, even though, and it's kind of hypocritical because on talk radio, the main subject of talk radio is complaining about the government. The government does everything wrong.
And
then when you call in, but then when you call in and tell them how the government did something wrong in the area of parents and children, nobody wants to hear about it.
The difficulty in their defense, David, is that the difficulty is that they know it was decided by a judge at some point in some manner or another. The other side isn't here to say anything, so they end up just sort of commiserating with you on a topic that they can't be sure that you're telling the truth on. You're a convincing caller. I tend to believe it. I also tend to believe that if I had to pick a gender in a dispute over child custody, that gender that I would pick would be female. But as the host, I understand what it's like in their circumstances. They're just not sure.
Right. Yeah. And that's why going a little bit sideways here. But that's why I've trained myself not to say anything that I can't pull out a court document, the state's own records, or I don't even have to pull it out. I can point you to where you can go get that document yourself to verify what I say. And I realize that nobody's going to take me up on. Nobody's going to go to the trouble of actually verifying, whatever the press does.
Yeah, people only do that when they hate you. They have to hate you a lot.
They have to hate you a whole bunch.
I got a whole lot of people that hate me a whole lot, but I guess I feel better because they're not hating me enough to go
to
verify
the
records.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, let me cut to the chase. The recent thing was on Sunday, Steve Pierce, who is a U.S. congressman from the state of New Mexico, who's trying to He's retiring from, he's not running again for that position because he wants to cap his career with being the king of New Mexico, I mean, the governor of New Mexico. So he's running for the governor of New Mexico, even though it hurts his own party for him to give up that Republican seat and risk the opposite party gaining that seat. He's doing it to gratify himself.
Well, of course. I mean, he's a politician. I mean, he doesn't care about the party. That's just what got him to where he is. And if he can help himself by throwing his party into the wilderness, he'll do it.
Yeah, these people aren't really, like, activists or
people who are just
solidly philosophical. Yeah, this is a job to them. So.
He's doing it for the people of New Mexico.
This dude Pierce, he made himself $20 million plus in the oil fields of New Mexico, and he just celebrated himself by he took his private plane and flew it around the world for the hell of it. So he could have donated that money to charity, but no, he flew himself solo around the world in his private plane. But anyway, he was on the radio.
Terribly expensive in a private plane.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with if somebody has honest money and they want to spend their money on flying around in a private plane. Go for it. You don't have an obligation to feed everybody else. But
yeah, I was just suggesting it was in keeping with the ego aspect that Ian had just suggested, that it's probably has something to do with ego when you need to fly yourself around the world in a small plane just to have done it, even though when you do it, it's one leg after another, and all the legs are like all the ones before. If you wanted to see it, and you don't get to see any of the destinations anyway, because you need to keep going if you're going to continue your trip around the world. He did it in rapid pace. He didn't take his time and see stuff. He was around the world.
Is it a prop plane?
Yeah, a Mooney is the brand of plane that he has, I believe.
David, anything else real fast? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, real fast, and I'll continue it some other time. But the bottom line is they specifically block. This guy is my own representative. I am his constituent. Almost nobody else that calls in is his constituent. But they block me from speaking to my own representative on this radio station. They block me from speaking to my own, and the complaint that I have against my own representative is that on that very radio station, three different times and three different years, like he does to everybody else, he volunteers to take my information and contact me, and never
Liar.
In the three different times.
He never did.
Contacted.
Yep. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Yeah, you can't trust these people. Can't trust
him. Well, we kind of know that.
Right. He had all that time flying. You think he just picked up a cell phone and called a guy?
Yeah. Hey, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Not very high, no.
855-450-3733. They are open phones here every single night on Free Talk Live. You can call in to bring up whatever you want on the radio waves in a bunch of markets across the United States. Now with 193 radio stations, this is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown smoke
small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time for you with your calls and thoughts here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We've got Skype, so you can call us there if you like. Skype username is lrn.fm. Our Discord on-air call-in line room is also available to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. Hop into the very top chat room there. There's only room for one chatter, and then we will join you into that room, and well, you'll be on the air with us, and you can talk about anything that's on your mind. Something else we're going to be doing this weekend, I imagine we'll be talking with the proprietor, the owner, the creator, the tech guy behind Liberty.menu. As I know for a fact, he is intending on attending the ForkFest, which is coming up this weekend. It starts actually on Thursday. It's probably going to be a slow run-up, I would imagine. A lot of people saying they're going to be showing up on Saturday because, you know, people get off work Friday, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to be there on Thursday, the official first day of ForkFest, and I'm sure we're going to be talking with the creator of Liberty.menu because he launched Liberty.menu last year at around this time, at around the time of the original ForkFest. And so it'll be basically its one-year anniversary, and Liberty.menu is, of course, a place where people who believe in freedom, libertarian types, voluntarists, individuals who reject the initiation of force, and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, this is a libertarian business directory. And it also has, it's got listings for digital content creators and also events. So different types of listings, they can all be rated and reviewed. And there's a bit of a social networking aspect so you can connect with other libertarians there. Go to liberty.menu. You can check it out. It's free to use liberty.menu. So if you've got some sort of thing that you do, maybe you got more than one business that you're involved in, you can put them all up there completely free. Liberty.menu. And you can use code FTL. You'll get a special badge on your user information there over at liberty.menu as we continue here. And again, don't forget ForkFest. We're going to be broadcasting from that event, and we're going to be broadcasting during the daytime. So if you're walking around the campsites at ForkFest, you'll see us. We're going to have a tent. We'll have our equipment out there, and maybe we'll be talking to you while you're there. Over at ForkFest.party, it's happening June 14th through the 18th. If you're going to be up in New England this weekend and you weren't already planning to come on up, well, come on up and see us and hang out with some other libertarians at one of the most beautiful campgrounds, one of the most beautiful properties you might ever spend time on.
I mean, people have said it over and over again that that's the best view they've ever seen. It might be the best view I've ever seen. I just love it.
It's so beautiful. The White Mountains all around you. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. So go to ForkFest.party. You can join the ForkFest Telegram group. And that, of course, is likely going to be even more hopping with activity. It's already got about 45 members in there. So presuming the supermajority of them are actually going to attend, we are going to likely see a greater attendance this year than last year. People are already gearing up to offer food services at ForkFest this year, which will be a first, because again, last year was its first event, so this is the second year. Last year there was no food whatsoever available on the campground except for the camp snack bar or whatever, and their hours are limited. Now there's people going to be cooking. So our co-host Will Coley and his family are going to be there offering some Asian cuisine. Somebody else has said they're going to be doing tacos, and rumor has it there might be at least one or two other food service offerings there during ForkFest. And, of course, we're looking forward to it. So we'll see you there at ForkFest.party. There's also a ForkFest forum. It's decentralized. There's no organizers. There's no ticket price. So, really, there's no reason not to come on up and enjoy the company of other liberty-minded folks, people who are not like Sarah in New Mexico. She's a communist. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to bring up 1,000 bicyclists were killed in 2015.
Like all at once and like a big bicyclist massacre?
No, I'm talking about throughout the whole year, and I think that's the United States, the U.S., statistics. So
okay.
So 2015. So that's a lot of people that were killed
in
bicycles.
Really, not a lot of people. If that's a stat from the U.S.,
you don't think 1,000 bicyclists is not a big deal? So if
I think that 1,000 people out of 300 million people is not a lot of people.
There's not as many bicyclists as there are cars.
You guys would make a big deal about it if they got killed on a bicycle, but that's okay, right?
No, it's not okay.
840 people were killed, so it's close enough to 1,000 for me to call, fudging numbers. I'm fine with that.
It's not okay.
I don't think it's okay.
Also, when someone's shot by the police, there's a clear person who's at fault, whereas, 1,000 people died on bikes. Did somebody swerve into the sidewalk and hit them? Did somebody swerve onto a trail and hit them?
Did the bicyclist swerve into the traffic?
At night wearing dark clothes, that number doesn't really tell me anything about who needs to stop doing what they're doing.
Right. Some bicyclists are hardcore. We're going to ride a bicycle, rain, sleet, or snow. We're into it. Bicycles save the world. Some people are really into bicycles. Other people are just drunks that can't drive anymore.
Dunker's going to be riding his bike. I think he said it's going to be about 16 hours to get from Keene, New Hampshire, 14 to 16 hours, all the way up to Rogers Campground.
You didn't offer him a ride?
I don't have room to take him up there. And besides, he loves riding his bike. The dude rode his bicycle
from Florida. Yeah, it's
not Ian's
job to buy Dunker a car one trip at a time.
Yeah, Dunker is a huge bicyclist. He rode from Florida all the way up to New Hampshire, and he's going to be riding up to, and this is actually going to be his first time, he told me, riding with, camping materials on his back. So he's going to be packing everything he needs up there on his bicycle. So pretty impressive.
Well, I hope that somebody, a driver that's texting and talking on cell phone, don't run him off the road and run him off a bridge or something.
Well, we all hope that he makes it there in one piece. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And that is part of the risk that people knowingly take when you are doing a dangerous activity.
When you get on a road on a bicycle, there's 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 pound death machines flying by you.
Your life is in those people's hands.
It is.
Well, yeah, and so if you had a stat on, X amount of people were killed because the person who hit them was texting, or X amount of people were killed because the person who hit them wasn't paying attention, or something like that, that would be a relevant stat, and we could have a conversation about that. But just X amount of people died, that doesn't tell me anything that I can have an opinion on, or debate, or tell you anything about, other than they're no longer alive. I mean, technically, if you're riding a bike and you die of a heart attack on the way there,
that's a bicycle accident.
That's a bicycle death.
Fatality.
So, just the fact that 1,000 people out of 300 million died does not tell me that a specific activity is what killed them.
Speaking of more correlative activities and statistics, let's get back into the story from the Foundation for Economic Education, which says that, according to the stats, more students, you know, young people are killing themselves while they're in school than during summer break. Go ahead with that. What else you want to
share? Researchers also found a continuous increase in the rate of psychiatric emergencies during school weeks, but not during school vacations. And then, yeah, so then it just goes, it basically just says, you know, when there's school, children between 10 and 15 kill themselves and have other psychiatric issues.
At twice the rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's, you know, I mean, usually I don't like data like this, but, and as you were saying just moments ago, but one does wonder why, if kids are killing themselves, suicide, twice the rate during the school year as they do during the summertime, why? I suppose you could blame some on
twice the monthly rate, just to be clear.
Seasonal seasonal affective disorder or
but
something like
school
that.
School is not, it's not always winter when there's school.
Right.
No, but, yeah, I mean, that's going to drive up some
and
of your numbers.
And there's also a gender disparity for boys. The suicide rate was, on average, 95% higher during the school months than during summer vacation. For girls, it was only 33% higher, which makes sense to me also, but...
Wait, so boys are more likely to kill themselves because of school?
Yes.
Why does that make sense?
For two reasons. A, girls tend to... And we're talking about younger people here, so they haven't had time to be, you know... I don't want to say indoctrinated necessarily, but to be molded into society or become feminists or anything like that. Women tend to be, as a group, kind of more submissive. So if they have to sit in the desk all day and someone tell them to do random tasks all day, I think they're going to have a, not necessarily like it, but they're going to have an easier time with that than, you know, a boy going through puberty.
Interesting.
Also, I think that there's pretty explicit kind of, you're not going to be attacked for anything feminine. And then if you're a female who acts masculine.
Girls attack other girls, though.
Yeah, but you're not by the teachers. I mean, I'm sure they do, but not, there's not a explicit, we need to get rid of, you know, female nature, where there kind of is that for boys.
I see.
So, yeah, that I'm not surprised by that at all.
Wow. Fascinating statistics, horrifying statistics. I mean, those are tragic circumstances for every single one of those families.
Yeah, just sitting here thinking, well, I'm glad my son isn't
He's
in
unschooled.
School.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that's usually
have...
kind of up to the parents. So it's not like a stroke of luck that you didn't send your child to a day camp.
Well, to some extent, it was, you know, lucky that he came across the information to discourage him from being in government school.
It's not just this information. It's all the information.
Yeah.
There really isn't any information out there that says it's a good idea to send your kid to government school.
No doubt.
Other than
it's the worst idea.
It's inconvenient to homeschool.
Back tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.